The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, as part of Minister Helen McEntee's justice plan for 2021, and you may have heard the minister on breakfast on News Talk here this morning, there will be longer opening hours for pubs and nightclubs in order to help the industry get back on its feet post COVID-19. Is this and seen as encouraging for by the industry? Well, Vintners Federation of Ireland Chief Executive Pádraig Cribben is on the line. Pádraig, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So what do you think of the minister's directions, I suppose, rather than proposals? Because I haven't seen chapter and verse of opening hours, closing hours and so on.
Well, neither have I, Pat. So that's two of us. I think the first thing to say is that this is part of the Justice Plan 2021. And as the minister said earlier, it's one of 200 actions. I have to say it is about the 16th year that I've seen this on an action plan, so I'll probably believe it when I see it. I suppose it's fair to say, Pat, in a week when we have had, from just specifically from our sector point of view, it's a week when we've had the Tánaiste, the saying that he is looking forward to having a beer in a beer garden in the summer. You have the Taoiseach saying they won't even look at the sector until midsummer. And now you have the Minister for Justice coming out talking about longer trading hours. It is an absolute mishmash of communication, contradictory, making no sense. There's no joined up thinking, and it is causing significant strain on the mental health of our members. By and large,
this will all be post COVID. I mean, what is on offer here is something that will come into effect when we get life back to normal. But what are the anomalies, as you see it, in the current licensing laws for pubs? I mean, the fact that on a Sunday they close earlier.
There is no great appetite for extended opening hours. I don't know where the minister is getting this from. There is an issue around late bars and nightclubs. Currently, you have to apply each night that you want to go beyond normal closing time for an instrument called a special exemption order. That costs €410 per night. We have said all along that that system needs to be simplified and made considerably cheaper. It's also, with that particular order, you can operate until 2:30 a.m. with a half an hour's drinking up time. But unfortunately, in most places, other than in Dublin and in Cork, you're not allowed to go until 2:30 because the local judge, on the advice of the Gardaí, restrains it to 2 o'clock or in some cases 1:30. So if we implement it or we're allowed to implement the laws that were there already, except in a small number of geographic locations, the bigger cities, etc., there is no great appetite for extended hours.
So the question, obviously, in the cities where, you know, people are out and about quite late, but the idea that some publican in a town of five pubs would say, well, I'm going to stay open till 2:30. The rest of you can close at 11:30. I mean, that's the kind of anomaly I presume you want to avoid. Or would you say, fair enough, if Joe down the road wants to keep his place open and pay staff, fair enough, let him at it.
I think at the end of the day, Pat, the market determines all of those things. And by and large, there isn't a market for major extended opening hours at all. I think what we do need is a simpler operation of the current system where it can be done online, that saves money, that saves court time, etc. But, yeah, you know, it's not something right now when we have no clue when post-COVID is going to be, when we need a roadmap, when we need increased supports so that people can be there post-COVID. I think this is an unnecessary distraction at the wrong time.
Now, do you see a market for yourselves in the pub industry in terms of running bars at marquee weddings, which is one of the things they're talking about, that you could get a license, you know, a one-day license for a marquee wedding? Could you see the local pub actually providing the service?
Yes, that may very well be an opportunity. But, you know, one of the things that I do see is talked about, because we haven't seen any details, is a liberalisation of things around cultural events, etc. What we have seen over the years is that where the laws are liberalised like this, Essentially, there tends to be absolutely very little enforcement. And you have a scenario where what starts out as a cultural event with a glass of wine then turns into parties, anniversaries, and all of those kind of things that would normally be of the domain of the pub trade. And I think I would see considerably more threats than opportunities in what we have seen. And all we have seen is leaks. And, of course, we're in the era of leaks. All we have seen at this point in time is leaks. And within those, I would probably see more threats than opportunities.
All right. Well, Padraig, thank you very much for joining us. Padraig Cribben, Vintners Federation of Ireland Chief Executive. Also on the line, Irish Hotels Federation President, Director of Fitzgerald's Woodlands House Hotel in Limerick, Elena Fitzgerald-Kane. Elena, good morning.
Good morning, Pat, and to your listeners.
So what changes would you like to see coming in? What inhibitions do you currently have under the law?
So in terms of, I suppose, overall, if I was to take a broader view of hotels and guest houses, I suppose that sense of being open to all, not just residents, inter-county travel is going to be a huge part of where we're going. There's currently an anomaly in terms of families of six. There are over 60,000 families in Ireland who can't go anywhere right now in terms of outdoor or dining. You know, we're in a scenario where outdoor dining was limited to 15. You know, I'm our own hotel is in 40 acres. So there's an opportunity for multiple pods to be hosted safely. You know, you talk about weddings, other lifetime family events, and that sense of linking, I suppose, the size of a venue to capacity. And then there's the other additional measures such as, you know, antigen testing, you know, ventilation. There's additional protective layers that can be put in place. And look, at the end of the day, public health is
Elena,
number one.
We've been on about those things on this programme, and it just seems like it's all too much trouble for the government to bring in antigen testing and to, you know, regulate the number of people on a dining terrace, for example, by the size of the terrace. They couldn't be bothered. 15 is 15 is 15, even if you have a terrace that's 100 metres long and 100 metres wide. 15 people.
There's plenty of learning that we can take from overseas. So, for example, in terms of Australia, where they have, I suppose, implemented antigen testing quite successfully, they're about to pilot it in New York in terms of hosting weddings for 150 in March. And even like again in Australia, we hear of COVID officers. You know, look, everybody wants, I suppose, public health to improve, to allow us to get back to doing what we enjoy most. There is acute anxiety across the nation. So whether you're somebody who's, you know, looking forward to a staycation, needs some beacon of hope, whether you're a wedding couple who faced the upheaval of rescheduling multiple times, where you've somebody who's lost somebody and you want to celebrate their life, you have a new baby, you want a christening. But there's equally the 270,000 people that work in tourism, and in some cases, whole communities are completely dependent on it. And that sense of, you know, the prolonged closure, how do I pay my mortgage? You know, now we could lament, I suppose, what we've lost, and it's all about positively and protecting public health in terms of going to where we need to go. But there is a sense of, if our summer is going to be eroded, which it looks like right now, that's a really important time in terms of sustaining the other months of the year in a normal year. And this is not a normal year. This is a very extraordinary
time.
So
in terms of, you know, talking to Padraig there, we don't have any of the detail. So from your point of view in the Hotels Federation, what would you like to see change about the licensing laws as the minister contemplates these changes?
Well, I suppose right now, if when we do get to reopen, there is the 11:30 kind of cutoff, which is, you know, I suppose a challenge as you head into the summer period, particularly as a prolonged period of closure. And I would agree with it, Padraig. It's not necessarily about an appetite to be open late every night, you know, and it doesn't suit everywhere. But where those special events come up, the process around applying for the licences needs certainly to be reviewed, and it needs to be enacted then on the ground in terms of how it's policed and that as well. We all want to be responsible. That's ultimately the biggest, you know, and particularly against the backdrop of improving public health.
Elena Fitzgerald-Kane, who is the Irish Hotels Federation President and Director of Fitzgerald's Woodlands House Hotel in Limerick, thank you very much for joining us.